You have to be in the mood for Pete, and I wasn't. I made a dive for him, and he escaped instant death by a matter of inches. He hissed and ran, and I fell in right behind him. I chased him around the corrals. He hissed and I barked. There were several horses in the west lot, and they all started bucking and kicking up their heels. It was my lousy luck that Slim happened to be riding one of them. 2-year-old colt, as I recall, and he started yelling, "Hank, get out of here! Whoa, Sinbad, easy, Bronc!" Nobody around here ever yells at the cat. Why? I don't know. I just don't understand. I gave up the chase. I would settle accounts with Pete some other day. I loped over to the gas tanks, looking for Drover. He heard me coming, sat up, saw the chicken head around my neck, turned tail, and sprinted for the machine shed as fast as he could go. "Drover, wait, it's me, Hank!" He kept going. I guess he didn't want to get involved with a criminal. I went down to the gas tank and laid down. Boy, I felt low. I tried to sleep, but didn't have much luck. That chicken head was starting to smell, and it reminded me all over again of the injustice of my situation. Off in the distance, I could hear Pete. He was still up in the tree he had climbed to escape my attack, and he was singing a song called "Mamas, Don't Let Your Puppies Grow Up to Be Cow Dogs." Now and then, he would stop singing, and I would hear him laughing. Really got under my skin. I lay there brooding for a long time. Then I pushed myself up, and all of a sudden it was clear what I would have to do. They had left me no choice. I took one last look at my bedroom there under the gas tank and started up the hill. As I passed by the machine shed door, Drover stuck his head out.
"Psst, where are you going?"
I trotted past. "I'm leaving." He crept out, glanced around to see if anybody was watching, and came after me.
"Leaving?"
"That's right. I quit. I resign."
"You can't do that."
"You just watch me. This chicken head was the last straw. I'm fed up with this place. I'm moving on."
"Moving? Where are you going?"
"I don't know yet. West, toward the setting sun." He was quiet for a minute, then,
"I'll go with you."
"No, you won't."
"How come?"
"Because, Drover, I'm starting a new life. I'm gonna become an outlaw."
"An outlaw?"
"That's right. They've driven me to it. I tried to run this ranch, but it just didn't work. I'm going back to the wild. One of these days, they'll be sorry."
"But hey..."
"Goodbye, Drover. Take care of things. I'm sorry it has to end this way. Next time we meet, I won't be Hank the cow dog. I'll be Hank the outlaw. So long." And with that, I trotted off to a new life as a criminal, outcast, nomad, and wild dog.